Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, December the 6th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So with that, let's have a look at what's on offer today. Entitled The Corporate Debt Bomb, I start the show with a comment on the insanity in the auto loan market, just how overextended people are, how they have negative equity on the old loan when they buy a new car and take out a double down loan. Households are simply being lured into staggering levels of debt just to keep up with rising prices. So that will begin our show for today. Then I have my weekly Boeing story for the week, which is a long one, this one. It's an anecdotal account of a really terrible scandal, which I think you should know. Then I shall talk a little bit about the changes on Wall Street, how things have changed and the demand for knowledge of ETFs has exploded, that you no longer need to buy individual stocks. Then I'm going to talk about the GDP sham, which is all about how GDP is a nonsensical way to measure growth. Just to give you an example, very little happens to GDP if you do your own housekeeping. Your labour doesn't count, no matter how long you scrub. But the same labour does count towards GDP if you hire someone and pay that person to do exactly the same work while you take a nap. How ridiculous is that? Anyway, I shall talk at some length about GDP today, although I have discussed it before. I have some new ideas. And we will finish the show with the headline story, The Greatest Corporate Debt Binge. We are facing a corporate debt bomb, which is far, far greater than what we faced in 2008. This mountain of corporate debt is definitely not sustainable. Defaults are rising. A lot of large corporations, large ones, are so maxed out that they can barely service their debts. So we are facing a wave of defaults unlike anything we've ever seen before. It's very, very scary. And that will take care of today's show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly, as I said, email you 3 free shows individually on demand, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email, and in the subject line, write something like sample shows, and I'll take over from there. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, feel free, select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but if you are undecided, I strongly recommend taking the latest 3 shows, as they discuss all the issues of the day that you are, of course, familiar with. So, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, and my name, Martin, with the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. If you don't have anything to write with, you will find that emblazoned across the top of my Podbean page, so you can always get it from there. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think most of you know. My Facebook page deals with matters which are a little bit too short for inclusion in the show itself, but important for you to know. And my Twitter account takes the one-liners that I can't resist coming up with, so they fit nicely into a Twitter context. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials RM and Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, all lowercase and no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I shall be back with you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin wishing you a wonderful weekend. See you again then. Until then, bye-bye.